This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. The election is upon us. It's time to choose who will take on the Democrats in November. This election is about you. As your congressman, my sole focus will be on you, what is important to you, to your livelihoods, and to your families. Please vote in the primary election during early voting or on June 12th. And when you vote, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. We are in the midst of early voting, as we mentioned about, maybe 10 times an hour. We want you to get out and early vote. Election Day is coming up June 12th, but early voting only goes till June 8th, so get in. Go this weekend, go today over lunch, and early vote. It'll take you, we've had some folks say it takes less than 5 minutes to do. You don't have the long lines that you'll have on Election Day. Just make sure that you get out and you vote. We are so honored to have the Attorney General of the state of Nevada and a candidate for governor on the Republican ticket, Adam Laxalt, who joins us. Mr. Attorney General, great to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here.
You got a big, broad smile on your face, and why is that?
Well, we're super excited to be going around the state again. We kicked off our tour by doing a 17-county tour, and we're the only statewide candidate for any office to do that. And as hopefully your listeners know, I think that's incredibly important. I'm running to represent the entire state, and so we are in the middle of a 26-stop tour now. We want to really try to get our folks motivated, make sure people are turning out, and we're also working on trying to make sure that the party's ready to be unified and we're ready to get going here on June 13th.
I'm curious, you give a lot of speeches all across the state, but I also know you do a lot of listening. You talk to you listen to people. What are their concerns about our state? I mean, we're in the midst of a recovery, and that's a good thing. Is it reaching everybody? And are there issues that people bring to you and say, hey, we got to fix this?
Yeah, I think it certainly kind of depends on where you are. Education is on top of a lot of people's minds. We need to improve education. I'm committed to improving education in the state when I'm governor of Nevada. That'll be a big priority of mine. But rural Nevada, unfortunately, the last 8 years had a real tough time being able to grow, to be able to do their normal livelihood, agriculture, mining, these things that are sort of a core economic part of our rural state. And, last couple of years, things have gotten a little bit better under the new administration. But I think we've got a ways to go there. People are worried about whether or not, now that the economy is booming, I hear consistently that now there aren't people to take all these jobs. And so we need to focus on shifting our educational system to make sure that people are prepared for vocational training, career and technical training, vocational and trade type things, so that people actually are earning a specific skill set, then go out and get good paying jobs the second they graduate from high school, or if they go on to a community college setup. You know, there are a lot of great jobs out there, and, you know, I'm committed to making sure that we're working on the jobs for tomorrow.
I want to talk a little bit more about education, because one of the things on this show, we talk about it almost every day on this show, education in our state. We know that the education savings accounts in the 78th Nevada legislature were the best thing to come along. Maybe in that session, people around the country were hailing us as visionaries. But then we found out that the state Supreme Court said, well, the ESAs, per se, are constitutional, but the way you're funding it is unconstitutional. There is a good chance we're going to have a Democrat legislature that you're going to have to be dealing with. Do you have any ideas on how we fund ESAs, or are ESAs, for all intents and purposes, dead?
Well, first, I do want to say, for those that don't know, the education savings account were a very innovative thing that our state came up with. And you're right, Kevin, people were excited about it all across the country. A universal opportunity for parents to be able to have more control over how to help their children get the best education possible. And you know, our office took, of course, we were sued. And we were sued by the ACLU, who said that this thing was unconstitutional. The state couldn't give money if it went to religious organizations, like potentially a Catholic school or something like that. And really proud of the work that my team did. As you probably covered, we were able to get this case to the Nevada Supreme Court with a decision in about a year. These cases take 3 to 5 years in most states. And so the good news is these are constitutional. And we don't need to debate now whether or not this kind of a program is allowed. Now we get to debate the funding. And I look forward to that debate. I think this is a no-brainer. And it's just important to try to get the other side on board with this notion, hey, this is good for all of our kids. This is good for kids, and especially in lower income environments. This gives their parents more choice, a chance to tailor their education for their kids. And so I certainly plan on pushing for them, and, you know, it'll be a priority for me.
Again, Adam Laxalt joining us. He's the state's attorney general. He wants the job of governor, and he's got a primary going on right now. But on the other side, on the Democrat side, there is a Pier 6 brawl going on to see who's the most liberal candidate, Chris Gee or Steve Sisolak. You like being a spectator for something like this?
Well, as your listeners probably know, it's the Republican side that typically has these brutal primaries. The Democrats fall in line, they pick their candidate, and everyone moves on. And so for the first time, we were able to unify our party, was able to get broad support when I launched in November. And we've been able to, as you say, sit back and watch this brutal primary. And you're right. What Nevada voters are going to have to choose from on the other side are either one of them very progressive, very liberal candidates for this state, my opinion, far to the left of Nevada. And we look forward to having that debate with either candidate on starting June 13th.
The good thing is neither of those candidates have been able to focus their millions of dollars in advertising at you. They're doing it at each other. I want to ask you about your fundraising, because you've been setting records. What was it, something like $6 million that you've raised since the first of the year? And you've got a bunch of that, what, $4 million on hand right now, ready for the general election campaign.
Yeah, so we've raised over $6 million in this governor race. That's through the entire cycle. And, you know, the most ever raised by this point in time in a governor race was $4.2 million. And so I think that shows how excited people are to help me get across the line. And I think it also shows just how expensive and hard-fought this race is going to be. As I say to people as I'm traveling the state, you know, this race is going to be a proxy war. And yes, all this outside liberal money, some of that is directed at me personally, but a lot of it is directed at our state, because they sort of smell blood in the water after 2016 and think that Nevada may be a blue state, and I firmly disagree with that. But they want to turn Nevada into a permanent blue state. They want to make sure we lose a presidential in 2020. And, you know, the big prize is redistricting. And so Attorney General Holder has this group that's been raising money across the country to fight for swing state governor races for one reason, redistricting. They've pledged $4 million against me already. The SEIU and other groups put together $5 million. Tom Steyer, as maybe you've covered, has pledged $2 million. George Soros just pledged money as well. And so, you know, this is going to be a hard-fought race, but I feel very good about where we are today with such, you know, great statewide support across Nevada. And, of course, having the fundraising advantage over either Democrat candidate, we should have, you know, close to a 4-to-1 cash advantage heading into the general election.
Do we have the George Soroses, the Tom Steyers, do we have folks like that on our side where there will be a huge influx of outside money for you?
We'll just have to see. You know, it's hopefully everybody understands how important it is to make sure they've got a good conservative as the governor of this state. And, you know, that's something I don't have any control over. But you know, hopefully that people understand that a lot of this outside money has for one reason. You know, they want to turn Nevada into California. And that's something that I'm committed to prevent.
Adam Laxalt joining us, state attorney general, and he wants to be governor. He's running in the Republican primary, and many believe he will be the standard bearer for Republicans in November. Want to ask you, because it's come up in other races a lot, and that is the issue of tax pledge. Grover Norquist, he had a big event in Pahrump a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was. Have you signed a no tax pledge? What is your no tax pledge stance?
I've committed from day one that I will not raise taxes. And, you know, we have the revenue that we need in the state. We've added a lot of new revenues since 2015. And now I think we need to work to use that money as efficiently as possible. And, you know, frankly, we need to find ways to lower regulations and keep these costs down so that our economy can grow and expand. And, you know, we don't need to raise any more taxes. We just need to keep this economy going. And I hope to make Nevada the most competitive state in the American West. We are uniquely situated with everything that's happening in California. There are small business, large businesses. They are just flooding out of that state because they've all given up. They just threw their hands up. And so we need to position ourselves as the most pro-business, low-tax, low-regulatory environment in the West, so that these businesses aren't skipping over Nevada and going to Texas or other places. Know that you know, we're going to be that very hospitable environment right here in Nevada.
Will you have business go after? Because I know there are a number of states now that are going into California right now and saying, hey, come to our state. Texas, for instance, is one that openly markets to these places. Are you to the point where you would advocate that we go after, we market for these dollars, for these companies to come
to
Nevada?
I mean, I think Nevada is the first place they look right now. You know, we have a sort of natural immigration neighbor. We got the South, normally Southern California, comes down here to Las Vegas Valley, and Northern California looks, you know, first to the Reno, Tahoe area. And so, you know, a lot of that's just going to happen naturally. You know, it's important for economic development that we are going to market our state and continue to tell people, you know, why they should do businesses in Nevada. But I do want to put one point is, you know, my economic proposals aren't all about recruiting other people to the state. You know, we need to find ways to make sure that our existing businesses can grow and expand. You know, small businesses are still the backbone of this state. And, you know, a simple regulatory fix or cost savings sometimes can allow thousands of small businesses to go hire that next third, fourth, and fifth employee. So, you know, that's something we'll be focusing on, is trying to figure out how we can make sure our Nevada businesses can grow and feel like this is a great environment for them as well.
Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt joining us in studio, and love having him in. Love anytime he's in town. He's always got the welcome mat here. I'm going to give you as much time as you want on this one, but you had a ringside seat for what went on in the 79th Nevada legislature. In the 78th, Republicans got some good things done. In the 79th, though, if we had not had a Republican governor to veto 40-some-odd bills, we would be much like California. Can you talk about what is at stake in this November general election and why it's essential that we have a Republican governor in Carson City?
You know, I truly believe that this race for governor will be the race to decide the direction we go as a state. What we saw in that legislature in 2017, we saw the most liberal agenda we've ever seen in the history of our state. And when you say something like that, that sounds like it has to be overdoing it. It is 100% true.
Give me a couple of examples. It is some of the things that the governor had to veto.
We saw Medicaid for all provision. We saw which would be incredibly expensive for our state and for businesses. We saw a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15. You know, maybe one of the most radical things we saw was trying to make Nevada a sanctuary state. And so, you know, everything that you see over the border in California that I think everyday Nevadans wince at, that's what you're seeing out of the progressive base of the Democrat Party. And it used to have, you know, plenty of pro-business, moderate Democrats in this state, you know, because we are a center-right state. But what we saw in that last session is that, you know, whether it's just what you're seeing across the country, that the base of their party is just simply so liberal that they have to answer to that very, hopefully, very small group in our state. You saw some things that were just unimaginable. And, you know, yes, you mentioned the governor doing 41 vetoes. If he didn't issue those 41 vetoes, we'd already be well on the road to looking like California today.
Wow. I know that you're going to be celebrating or having fun on election night, but you're also going to do something the night before the election on June 11th. Can you talk a little bit about these two events? One is here in Las Vegas, and the other one's going to be up north.
Absolutely. You know, we're very excited for the election, primary election day. I'm going to be doing an election eve party in Las Vegas, and we're going to host it at our campaign office, and we encourage people
Where
to come.
That?
All are welcome. They can go to our website, adamlaxalt.com. It's from 6:30 to 7:45, and it's at 7395 South Pecos Road, right here in Las Vegas. So, and for your northern audience that I know you have as well, we are going to do an election party from 6 to 10 p.m. At the Grove in Reno. And so we've invited, whether it's the parties, other candidates, you know, we certainly hope that we can provide a forum where people are coming together and we are ready to move into the general election starting, you know, T-minus 1 hour on June 13th.
Mr. Attorney General, always good to have you in. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And next time you're down this way, you want to pop in for a cup of bad coffee or, some real water, we'll be more than happy to help.
I'm sure we'll find a few good opportunities.
I sure hope so.
Thanks so much.
That's Adam Laxalt. He's running for governor on the Republican ticket and will most probably end up running against either Chris Gee or Steve Sisolak. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local. Now.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC-insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It was fun having Adam Laxalt in studio. Man, it's been a busy, busy, busy day. We are not done. By the way, those of you looking for Wayne Allen Root, he's going to join us 10 o'clock tomorrow. 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have some fun with him. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. See what he thinks of all these possible pardons. Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza. Man, oh man, oh man. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Great to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, the husband-wife combo. They're both running for public office. Brent Jones running for lieutenant governor. Amy Jones running for Assembly District 35, my district. And in fact, she left a couple of flyers and a bottle of real water on my front stoop, which I thought was really, that was, but I thought it was because it was me. For the longest time, when Brent would do that, when he was running in 35, I thought he did that because, you know, like, I'm a radio talk show host. And then I found out he's doing it for everybody on my block. I was so mortified. I said, hey, you know, Brent Jones, a candidate for 35, left a bottle of real water on my stoop. And then they picked up a bottle of real water. So they did it for me, too. And it turns out he did it for everybody. Anyway, but Brent Jones, Amy Jones will join us top of the hour. Oh my gosh. I know it's Thursday, and you know what it's time for?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, my name is Brent Jones. I am running for lieutenant governor. Today, Nevada is experiencing the negative consequences of a liberal agenda that is, one, constantly hunting for more of your hard-earned tax dollars, two, harming our children with a failed school system that is indoctrinating them with socialistic propaganda, three, aggressively pushing to grab and take away your gun rights, four, flooding our state with illegal aliens that are draining our valuable resources, and five, abusing the election system to further push through the liberal agenda. We must not allow them to ruin our state and become Sanctuary California East. As your former assemblyman, I have a proven track record of standing up to the establishment and of voting against the liberal agenda. I did not and will not succumb to the Nevada swamp that is constantly pushing for even larger government and control over your life and personal liberties. Because I listened to you, I was the first elected official to publicly endorse Donald Trump. You told me, as a successful businessman, he gets it. He wasn't just another lying politician saying anything to get your vote. I stand with our president, and I will stand with you. I will fight the good fight. Together, we can and will take Nevada back. For more information, go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com. Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
Okay. I promised you I would let you hear the left that's going absolutely nuts over this whole Joy Reid thing. The right is going off on this thing. Tucker Carlson, we let you hear from Tucker Carlson on Fox News last night. He just went absolutely ape over this thing. But the problem is nobody on the left is doing anything. Nobody. I mean, they're all going off on Roseanne and the president, but there's not a word about Joy Reid. Sarah Sanders, the president's press secretary, gave a full-throated defense of the president and his comments about the bar racist tweets. Listen to this.
The president's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it. Where was Bob Iger's apology to the White House staff for Jemele Hill calling the president and anyone associated with him a white supremacist? To Christians around the world for Joy Behar calling Christianity a mental illness? Where was the apology for Kathy Griffin going on a profane rant against the president on The View after a photo showed her holding President Trump's decapitated head? And where was the apology from Bob Iger for ESPN hiring Keith Olbermann after his numerous expletive-laced tweets attacking the president as a Nazi and even expanding Olbermann's role after that attack against the president's family? This is a double standard that the president is speaking about. No one is defending her comments. They're inappropriate, but that's what the point that he was making.
More defense of the president from Kayleigh McEnany. And we talk with Kayleigh McEnany, once a week, once every 10 days, something like that. I think we'll be visiting with her maybe later this week or early next week. But Kayleigh is an RNC spokesperson and defended the president about the Roseanne racist tweets.
The president's come out multiple times saying he denounces all racism. We all denounce racism. That would include the president. But in terms of Sarah Sanders' double standard she's pointing out, she's spot on. We need to have one clear standard in this country. We denounce hate wherever we see it, whether it's on the right or whether it's on the left. And the fact that free passes are given to someone just because they're anti-Trump, people like Keith Olbermann and Jemele Hill, and you point out Joy Reid, they get free passes here. No one should get a free pass when it comes to hate.
To show you that we are fair and balanced on this show, we always bring you both sides. We bring you the pro-Trump side, and we bring you the anti-Trump side, so that you can, you know, in a Fox sort of way, we report, you decide. For instance, Van Jones was on with Jake Tapper last night and absolutely trashed the president for tweets regarding the Roseanne Barr tweets. Here is Van Jones with Jake Tapper last night, CNN.
President Trump tweeted earlier today, quote, Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. Gee, he never called President Donald J. Trump to apologize for the horrible statements made and said about me on ABC. Maybe I just didn't get the call. My panel's back with me. Van, your reaction?
Well, first of all, I think that the bias that, you know, the media can sometimes show is an issue. But this was an opportunity for the president to talk about a different kind of bias, which is racial bias against African-Americans who have been routinely and repeatedly referred to as animals, as apes, as monkeys for a couple of centuries now, often as a dehumanizing precursor to exclusion from jobs, to racist violence. And he once again never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity to lead. You can be both upset about media bias and upset about racial bias, and you would expect the President of the United States to at least try to speak to the pain that was caused by this horrific comment. And by the way, you know, Valerie Jarrett is somebody I work for. I know her personally. You can disagree with her politically, but she is a class act and should never have been subjected to that kind of comment. Nobody should. But to go after someone like her was beyond the pale, and I'm glad that ABC took appropriate action.
Okay. I owe you one. I owe you one clip, just to make sure we're fair and balanced on this thing, and I'll bring it to you on the other side of the break. It is of Tom Arnold, the former Mr. Roseanne Barr, and I can't tell from the clip whether he still has feelings for her, or if there's any relationship there, or if it's yesterday's news. I'm just not sure. But he has an opinion, and you'll hear that coming up. By the way, thanks to Attorney General Adam Laxalt, and they've got events coming up for the primary election. And the night before, both events, by the way, open to the public. The night before the primary election, June 11th, he's going to hold a primary eve party at his campaign office beginning at 6:30. Okay. Then election night, he's going to be at the Grove in South Creek in Reno. So it's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, the Laxalt campaign office, 7395 South Pecos. And that'll be on Monday, June 11th. From 6:30 until about 7:45. So going to be a lot of fun. The polls say that he's going to win, and he's going to win easily. I'm going to tell you something. This is an odd electorate. And I think across the country, you're going to see some unusual things happen. You're going to see people that you fully expected to win not win. And you're also going to see some folks that you said, oh, they're dead in the water. They've been outspent 40-1. And they're going to win. That underdog, I think this may be the underdog wave election. I don't know why, but there's something out there in the electorate that's really, really different this time around. And without Trump on the ballot, although I think ultimately this will be about who can embrace Donald Trump more? Who are the authentic pro-Trump candidates, and who are the never-Trumpers who've just kind of evolved? We'll talk about that. And I'll let you hear from Tom Arnold. That's coming up live and local now.
I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message. If there's one thing I've learned from starting companies and creating over 4,000 jobs, it's that no problem is insurmountable. Once you identify the root cause, you can create solutions. This is the philosophy that I'll bring to Washington, representing the great people of Nevada CD4 as your new voice in Congress. Visit TownsendForNevada.com. Together, we'll take back America with accountable leadership that gives people hope for a better tomorrow. Paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges. Yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, Seat C.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hoagling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Hoagling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to ElizabethForNevada.com, paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Hoagling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. We are in the midst of a primary election. I urge you to get out and vote. Do it today. Do it today. Get it out of the way. That way, if you break your leg on June 11th, or you get called out of town by a family emergency on the 10th, you can still vote. I want to make sure that you don't feel pressure on June 12th to get to the polls and vote. I want everybody to vote. And I don't care who you believe in, what you believe in. I want to make sure that your voice is heard. And that's why it's so critically important. I don't know that it will be on the ballot anywhere. But Roseanne Barr, whether it was under the influence of Ambien or not, sent out some horrible racist tweets that I think all of us repudiate. But just a quick thought. You know, all of us find it reprehensible. Except Jameson. Oh, okay. No, Jameson. I know Jameson better than that. Anyway, the fact is that it probably will not be on the ballot. But I found it interesting that CNN dredged up Roseanne's ex, Tom Arnold. It's cut six. What are you giggling about? Wow. I don't know, but Jameson, our executive producer, is bending over laughing, and I'm not sure what set him off. I don't think it was me. My material's not that good, trust me. Anyway, I promise I'll let you hear Tom Arnold. Now here's a weird spin that he gives to it. He says, you know, Roseanne has a history of mental health issues. And he says that Roseanne's mental health challenge has been made worse by this president. Listen to this nonsense.
I have to say this about the president we have and his gaslighting and lying. You can see him perpetuating mental health issues for the entire country. Every day he gets on TV and lies, and he perpetuates fear and anxiety. He never says things are great. He says, oh my gosh, look how dangerous it is in the inner city and black people. And I really genuinely believe he thinks black people are dangerous and so, Mexicans are rapists. He believes that. He's perpetuating that fear to America. Watch out. Mueller's lying. He's after me. And so Americans are sitting home like Roseanne and her fans are like, oh my God, what is happening out there? And they get anxiety, and they have anyone with mental health issues like Roseanne is going to heighten things. And she's having mental health issues right now. And I'm sure that's part of this. It doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to cancel the show.
I know why Jameson was laughing. This whole notion that the president is exacerbating these mental health issues for people, not just Roseanne, but other people too that are having mental health challenges, and that Trump is making it essentially worse. What a crock! Unbelievable. The only thing worse is Hillary Clinton. And Hillary spoke yesterday, I guess, at Yale, their commencement address. And some of the stuff she said was just, it was just bizarre. In fact, let me go to cut seven real quick. I'll give you a little taste of it. This was Hillary blaming polarization on the right, not the left. Listen to this.
Our country is more polarized than ever. We have sorted ourselves into opposing camps, and that divides how we see the world. The data backs this up. There are more liberals and conservatives than there used to be, and fewer centrists. Our political parties are more ideologically and geographically consistent, which means there are fewer Northern Republicans and fewer Southern Democrats. And the divides on race and religion are starker than ever before. And as the middle shrank, partisan animosity grew. Now, I'm not going to get political here, but this isn't simply a both sides problem. The radicalization of American politics hasn't been symmetrical. There are leaders in our country who blatantly incite people with hateful rhetoric, who fear change, who see the world in zero-sum terms, so that if others are gaining, well, they must be losing. That's a recipe for polarization and conflict. Our social fabric is fraying, and the bonds of community that hold us together are fractured. This isn't just a problem because it leads to unpleasant conversations over the Thanksgiving dinner table. It's a problem because it undermines the civic spirit that makes democracy possible, the habits of the heart that de Tocqueville found so unique in the American character. I believe healing our country is going to take what I call radical empathy. As hard as it is, this is a moment to reach across divides of race, class, and politics, to try to see the world through the eyes of people very different from ourselves, and to return to rational debate, to find a way to disagree without being disagreeable, to try to recapture a sense of community and common humanity. When we think about politics and judge our leaders, we can't just ask, am I better off than I was 2 years or 4 years ago? We have to ask, are we all better off? Are we as a country better, stronger, and fairer?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
There's been a lot of talk about who will control the House of Representatives after this election. Will it be the Democrats or will it be the Republicans? As with every election, you, the voters, get to decide that, not the talking heads in the media. This year, there are very distinct differences between the two sides. The Democrats have already said they will raise our taxes. They want to take away our guns. They want free health care for all, free college for all, and more Washington control over our lives. Free? Who really pays for all that? Republicans want you to have control over your health care, not a government bureaucrat. Republicans want you to decide how to save and spend your hard-earned income, not send more of it to Washington. Republicans will protect your individual rights, and that especially includes your Second Amendment right to bear arms. You need a Republican whose sole focus is on your interests, not Washington's big government. Someone who will fight the hard fight against the left-wing liberal that Democrats will nominate in District 4. You need someone who will support President Trump and his America First agenda, not spend all their time crying for impeachment and yelling Russia, Russia, Russia. I will be that Republican who stands with you, not for the special interests. I will be that Republican who stands with our president and doesn't run for the hills as the media attacks him again and again. Check out my website at Gibbs4Nevada.com. My name is David Gibbs, candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Together, we can defeat the Democrats and turn District 4 from blue to red. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Coming up on the show, it's not often you come across a couple, a married couple, that are both running for public office. But it's true. No, it's weird. Brent Jones is running for lieutenant governor, running against a host of candidates. But can I tell you something? In a race with a bunch of candidates, it's not going to take 50% to win, honestly. And that's why I think this is very, very doable for all kinds of different candidates, including Brent Jones. Amy Jones is running in Assembly District 35, my district. We'll hear from both candidates. That's coming up. Live and local now. Another one bites the dust.
Keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next Attorney General. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan, Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada, Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.